Mm-hmm. And when they went to put the paling up, they nailed that paling to this one down here and this one right here.
So it would sort of support them.
And then the one needed more at the top, see, because it would stand up.
I see. Well, now, what about a picket fence?
Picket? We didn't ever have no picket fence.
Okay. Well, now, can you think of any other different kinds of wooden fences, or is the...
Well, that picket fence is what you're talking about, is those pointed palings, you know.
Oh, so these would, so the picket would just be palings that have points on them.
Yeah, they'd be sawed off, you see. They'd take the saw and saw them off, make a keen point on the end of them up at the top.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's what they call a picket fence. Keep anybody from climbing over, see.
Uh-huh. I guess it would work.
That's what it was. Safety fence.
If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Well, we always call them, we'd always put mattresses down on the floor and put sheets on and quilts and let them, pillows and let them sleep there. We call them a mattress bed on the floor.
Okay. Have you ever heard these things called pallets?
That was just a quilt on the floor.
You see that cook right up there?
Yes, sir.
That cook right up there.
He can't hear good.
He'll sleep in that cook he would have brought that.
Oh, really? For goodness sake.
They didn't.
I got off them old wages. Back on, I was 74.
And we lived in log houses made out of logs. You go up woods and cut down pine trees. Well, there wouldn't be big as that one out there.
Yeah, to cut down pine trees
like this. And
we'd
cut a gap in this end of it and hew that out. And the other one, we'd do the same thing and lock them together, see?
Uh-huh.
They'd be locked together.
Uh-huh.
And you put one big end up here. You know, they'll have a big end on them. So you put one big end up here and then another one down there to make it fit, see?
Uh-huh.
All the way up. And then we go to the woods and cut down pine trees and make shingles to put on that house.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd cut some pieces of pine, long pieces of pine wood and nail up on that to nail them shingles too, she'd call it sheeting.
Mm-hmm.
To hold those shingles on the house and to hold the house to the body of the house, see. And they didn't use no nails at that time.
I had to put up shingles.
Well, they had shingle nails, but that's all they used, pegs. Big old long pegs. They bore holes in them things with the auger.
Uh-huh.
With a hand auger. And they'd make the peg about that long, and you see, they'd take one and drive it in there, and it would stay in there as long as the house lasts.
Heavens alive. Are there any of those houses left around here?
No, I don't think so. I think that people bought them, you know, they don't want to pay tax on them, and they tore them all up. Uh-huh. There was two right down this road here where I was, when I left there, I married down there. There was one there when I married. I've been married twice. But the last time I married, we used to live in it. They tore it down after I got married this last time. And I've been married 29 years.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they cut that house down, the braids went up there. Well, you cut a mortar sign in that brace up there.
Uh-huh.
That post down up on the end, the log, whatever it was, you cut out a mortar, what you call a mortar in there. And then you bore a hole through there, and a hole through that there. In that brace and drove that pin through that.
Uh-huh.
That's the way you fashion.
I see.
Mortise and pin.
And so those real things.
You have to do a railroad truss the same back when I was size of that boy.
That was in my mother's day, but now since in my day, my granddaddy was a cobbler. He made houses. He made them going and coming. But they see there had been sawmills brought here, and there had been dales sent here. And they had been hammers sent in, they'd been saws, all that was here at my day. But that was in my mother's day when they made those log houses and drove those pegs in it. And they would make a chimney out of sticking dirt like that chimney there. They'd use dirt and sticks to make that chimney.